Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids, we all have families we want to take care of, and I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic, it's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. I want to take a look at how you build a ketamine company, because how did you going into this even start to think about the commercial structure, how to build it out, how to scale it? I mean, if you are Blue Ocean, then you don't have a lot of examples to look to, right? So you're going in day one, mm-hmm. and you're like, listen, I am entrepreneurial. I have a mind for business. I'm going in, but there's a million different ways to revenue. There's a million different legal items that I have to, you know, deal with. So what is it day one going to this as the new CEO?
To that point, I think you've been calling me a CEO. I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, co-founder as well.
I'm a co-founder and managing director. Ryan is the co-founder and CEO of the company.
Oh, okay. Still.
Fantastic duo. That's how we call each other. And day one is a puzzle without the pieces. If you've ever built a puzzle, you start going to the boundaries, the edges of the puzzle, and you start kind of creating what the overarching structure is going to be of the building of the build. In this case, in the company, we started looking at all the different boundaries, from legal boundaries to business model boundaries of margins, what the legality in each single state was, because it's very different, what the federal guidelines were. And we started putting the pieces together. It actually took us 2 years to launch the company that you see today and that people are able to benefit from. And a lot of those things were, to your point, a lot of thought-provoking exercises with experts in the legal field, things that have been happening in the telemedicine space, things that had been happening in the off-label prescription space. We learned from past mistakes and, most importantly, from present mistakes. A lot of it was a proper build of a structure that took a lot of resources and a lot of time and wouldn't have been possible without the team that we were able to assemble, the experts that came in and helped the company get to where it is today.
And how did you raise 5.6 in a seed?
Right. Raised $5.6 million in a seed round.
How do you find investors for this?
You know, there's a very common trait out of a lot of investors that have come into the company, and that is their own self-actualization, their own self-improvement through the medicine. So a lot of people have come to this because they have been able to have the opportunity to experience it and experience the positive impact of it and realize that they want this to be something that more people can benefit from. We're also getting a lot of investors interested in early stage industries or markets. I think psychedelic is a market more than an industry. And, you know, with that risk, with that innovation comes the reward. And I think that some investors that are business savvy and they're interested in looking at, I mean, things from consumer branding perspective to actual technology, the way we see it, as I mentioned before, ketamine or psychedelic substances are a technology that we need to maneuver, that we need to master, that we need to improve. And at the same time, it is a service because it is an experience, and it is a product because it is a substance. And so all of these things put together are a very unique type of business model that when you add on top of that the fact that every single patient interaction is unique and different, you have really even a marketing exceptional opportunity to understand how to talk and provide people with the necessary knowledge for them to do it.
Was it hard to raise the money?
It was difficult, but I think that the support that we've been seeing from our investors has been
And once out you get them, once you get them on board,
But
how long did it take you to find the 5.6?
It took us some time. We actually didn't do it in a full block.
Okay.
We wanted to do it in a kind of pragmatic way of understanding how the business went through a building stage and it started pivoting to a growth stage. And within the same round, investors have been coming in different points. And positive impact. I think that what I started talking at the beginning of how tough it was to go to some investors, the psychedelic industry and market has been time after time bringing experts and investors into the space, understanding why we're doing this, for what reasons. And that made it pretty easy to make people feel that they had the possibility of making a change.
And they weren't the investors, they didn't have concerns of regulatory uncertainty.
Of course they did.
I mean,
the investors that we have in the company are some of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my life. And the conversations that we had, this is not a happy situation. This is not a super easy type of market. The building in itself from a structural standpoint is incredibly complicated. The contextual risk of legal and regulatory components is also very risky. But it is a matter of looking at it, understanding what the changes would look like, how we will adapt. And if you have a team that is able to adapt to any form of change, you will have a successful company. And I think that investors, as I mentioned before, provided that type of insight just from conversation. Those that invested and those that did not invest. The conversations that I've had with investors in this company has been quite unique.